40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Five fired Memphis police officers have been charged with murder and other crimes in the killing of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days after a traffic stop confrontation. CBS's Elise Preston reports from Memphis.
Authorities plan to make public body camera video of the officer's encounter with the 29-year-old on January 7th. His family saw the video earlier this week.
All I heard my son say was, "What did I do?"
Where's the humanity in all of this?
The Memphis police chief issued a statement late Wednesday urging protesters to remain peaceful and saying the department's investigation is ongoing.
In New York, a federal jury has found a man who drove into a crowd of people on a bike path in 2017 guilty of killing 8 people. He could face the death penalty. Officials are trying to figure out why 72-year-old Hu Can Tran opened fire in a dance hall in Monterey Park, California last week. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Investigators have recovered 3 weapons belonging to Tran: the pistol he used to take his life, a rifle from his home, and the MAC-10 pistol Tran used to spray the dance hall with 42 rounds.
The gun was shooting like nonstop like that.
The scene keep coming back, shooting, people running, blooding.
11 people were killed. Powerful Santa Ana winds topping 100 miles per hour have been tearing across Southern California. KCAL-TV's Michelle Geely spoke to a trucker whose rig overturned.
A ferocious gust of wind blew over this big rig with an empty trailer.
The truck just started to lift up. All over. It wasn't like the Wizard of Oz. It was definitely terrifying.
The truck owner explained how he had to break out the glass to get out of the cab.
The FBI says it has managed to hack the hackers and disrupt a prolific ransomware operation known as Hive. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the work of law enforcement is far from over.
Going after their infrastructure, going after their crypto, going after the people who work with them. Here, getting the keys and making those available, but it also includes hunting people down.
Officials say the disruption prevented the group from collecting more than $130 million in ransomware. Cincinnati's mayor honors the staff at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center for saving the life of Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin.
It's a special responsibility and honor for me to be a mayor of such a generous and welcoming and extraordinary city. And we showed the world why we are such a unique and special place.
Hamlin spent a week at the UC Medical Center after suffering cardiac arrest during a game in Cincinnati. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to 3 women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book, This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's Thursday, so that means Dr. Mike is here to fix your life and your lineup.
Pray on their desperation. That's my advice as a psychologist. Pray on the desperation of others.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
We are in our third hour of today's Thursday show, which can only mean one thing. Dr. Michael McCutcheon is back to fix your life and your lineup. He is an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. He's here to help us tackle topics like career, love, fitness, family. And he also loves to help people make easy money on things like DraftKings. So he also happens to be my best friend of the last 15 years. So we always have fun with him for a half hour every Thursday. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you all doing?
We're good. But one big thing, Jane, I think this is a surprise for you. Some big news for Mr. McCutcheon, Dr. McCutcheon, this last week. He was in the New York Times.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah. So it's calling it quits. In the New York Times, it's called, the headline is, "You quit your job, but you're still miserable. Now what?" So how did this come about?
Yeah, they were looking for career experts, which, you know, allegedly I am one. They interviewed me a long time ago, like around Thanksgiving. And it was great. We had a really great talk. And sometimes you talk with people. I talked with a couple other places like Oprah.com, like BuzzFeed, these big places. They're like, "We love you. We're going to post it." And nothing happens. Yeah. And this time I slightly forgot about it. And yeah, they reached out a couple of weeks ago to say, "Hey, we're gonna use your stuff. We need some more." And it went up on Monday. It was great. It was pretty cool. I went to graduate school in New York, so it was kind of cool because it was like your local paper in a way. You know, it's just kind of like just knowing that people from when I was young are gonna read that. So it's kind of fun. It was kind of a cool life milestone, and it was great to see it.
What
up
was
there.
Your
but
advice?
Yeah, It was actually, which I know that you will not be surprised at all about, Kristen, it was a little bit of tough love, you know, sort of saying, yes, you left your job. The boss may have been tough, may have been micromanaging, may have been a bad culture. Absolutely leave. But also take this as an opportunity to look at your side of the street too. Okay, if you're going to go someplace new, are there things that I want to do differently at my next, you know, at my next place? Can I set up better boundaries, right? Can I actually be, get better sleep and show up, you know, at meetings a little bit better, right? This is a clean slate, not just for you to get new things at a new place, but for you to be better at your new place. So, yeah.
Dr. Mike, were you at all tempted to buy like 50 hard copies of the New York Times just to leave them in your car and then you could pass them out to random strangers and circle your name and I'm in here? I did this.
Whatever do you mean, Jane? No, that never That's crossed weird. My mind whatsoever. Did I text anybody in New York and ask them to go for? No. That would have never crossed my mind, Jane. Absolutely.
Here's a question that I've never asked you as your best friend. Do you have a Google alert set up for your own name?
Oh, no, I don't. But as my best friend, I'm sure you have a Google alert set up for my name, don't you?
For your name or for my name?
No, I'm too nervous for that. I'd be so nervous that, because I teach, I'd be so nervous that some student would say, you know, this bastard gave me a B and I'll never take his class again.
You on rankmyprofessor.com? Do you have a page?
I'm sure I do. I haven't looked at it. You know, Brené Brown gave that really famous TED talk. And then I saw her give a talk after that. And she said the worst thing she ever did was read the comment section of her TED talk. And so she's like, she said she read the comment section and she like didn't leave her house for 3 days because she just couldn't stop like feeling bad about herself. So if Brené Brown doesn't like the comments, then I'm not going to like my comments, right? So, yeah, I'm not messing with that.
All right. Well, we are going to continue. We only have a couple more days of this, but continue through 5 more ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. And we are on 76. Yes. All right. Great. So this is where this is from The Guardian. They published an article called The 100 Ways to Slightly Improve Your Life Without a Lot of Effort. And we've been going through 5 or 10 a day throughout this month, adopting the things that we think are useful.
There are some things that are reasonable.
Yeah. And then the ones that seem like too much effort. Moving on from. All right. Number 76. Ditch the plastic cartons and find a milkman. The modern milkman has a comprehensive list. I did not know there were milkmen anymore. Is this a British thing? Or is this, do you think it works in the States?
I looked this up earlier because I like to do my homework before the show. And the one thing I also listened to your segment earlier, right before this too. So this is a very lactose heavy hour we're having on the show.
It's a show with the name Wisconsin in it. So
That's right. One thing I like, almond milk. I feel like, because I don't really like to just have a heavy glass of milk, it upsets my stomach. And if the milkman doesn't have almond milk, so I can't take their advice here. If the milkman would bring me almond milk with low sugar to my doorstep, I would do it. But since it doesn't, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
But Dr. Mike, then you need a juice man, because it's almond juice. It's not technically milk.
Right. It's not milk. You're totally right.
Oat milk, it's oat juice. Let's just agree.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're so right, Jane. On this website, they actually call it worse. They call it drink. It's oat drink, which I feel like is like,
It's like great drink.
You're right. No.
All right. 77. Rent rather than buy a suit or a dress for that forthcoming wedding, even if it's your own. I do this. I do Rent the Runway.
Yeah.
Because I have never been someone who's like, especially it was such a genius idea when they came up with it like over 10 years ago, which was the concept of, you know, women don't necessarily want to wear the same dress to different events and weddings and stuff, but buying $400 dress, like a $400 dress you're only going to wear once isn't really reasonable either. So I've been renting stuff for years and it's fun because it's stuff that I would never buy.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Is there a rental option for guys?
There are for tuxes, for sure. But Kristen, I was going to say, you know, as an alternative, I kind of feel like if you want to rent a dress, that's great. Rent the Runway exists. But I feel like if you want to have a suit, you and I both love Suit Shop, owned by our friend Diana. And Suit Shop, you have a jacket from Suit Shop, don't you? And so they have stuff for people of all genders there. And your husband has a couple from Suit Shop as well.
He wore it to your wedding.
Exactly. And they have a place in Chicago. So I just kind of feel like
renting, that's buying, but it's a very affordable price for a very good quality.
Yeah. If there was Rent the Runway for suits where it was like really like high, if I could rent a Tom Ford suit or tux or whatever, then I would. But there's no Rent the Runway for men. So I feel like The Guardian is not talking to me with this particular point.
Fair. They're also not talking to you about milk, apparently. So, all right. 78, always book an extra day off after a holiday. I totally agree with this. The like 100%. Reset button of before I have to actually go to work, be able to read my emails, get acclimated, clean my house, unpack, and not just have to roll into work like the day after you get home is very nice.
You got to have a bump day. I always called it a bump day.
Yeah.
You know, when I was much younger, it was like, sure, my flight will get in at 10. and I got to get up at 3. No problem. And you do that once or twice, and that was the last time you do that.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we all saw this past year with all the holidays that none of the flights actually got in when they were supposed to either, right? Yeah. So you're really in trouble then, right? Because like you're not going to actually get to where you need to be.
No. And then you'll really need an extra day off.
Right.
All right. Number 79, ignore the algorithm. Listen to music outside your usual taste.
Ooh. Yeah, I love that.
Do you?
Yeah, I like that.
What would be outside of your usual taste?
I kind of feel like there are some jazz artists that I know just because I've just let the Discover, option on Spotify do its thing. And so now I've got a couple of, jazz songs that are saved in my things that I'm like, when was I ever just going to happen on a jazz station? But now I have, and I like a couple things. That's kind of fun. And I don't know. Do you listen to jazz? I don't. On my own.
I appreciate jazz, but that's probably a good example of something that was like, I like that, but it's not my go-to. I mean, let's be honest. When I'm just in the house by myself, I definitely go, Alexa, play show tunes.
Yeah.
And then Mike comes home and goes, what are you listening to? Gosh. And I'm lip syncing in the kitchen.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. And then number 80, mute or leave a WhatsApp group.
Oh,
I have a couple of WhatsApp groups muted because that's the benefit of a WhatsApp group. For anyone who's not familiar, WhatsApp is a company that's owned by Facebook. It is a group chat messaging system that is outside of like SMS texting on your phone. And the beauty of WhatsApp, which I guess I think Apple maybe now you can can you unsend a text now on Apple in the iMessage?
You can edit it. You can edit it.
Okay. So
yeah.
Because there's in texting, this is where our family thread is, that Mike and his partner are on. They get to, I'm sure we're muted for you guys.
No, definitely really? Not. But no. I like all the sometimes drama, I love when you guys are on vacation and Ben can't find the car. I love those 15 texts. That's a lot of fun. That's great. That's my favorite. Yeah.
I always wonder. I was like, I wonder what these guys are thinking as they read our random pointed comments to each other that we're just deciding to do in the open air.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think the things that need to be muted are ones where you're just like, I don't know how I got this in the first place. If somebody's like, oh, we're all going to go for somebody's birthday and we're all going to plan this thing. But then the WhatsApp group stays forever. Why are people still chiming in on this thing 2 years later?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know why this exists, but I think the thing that makes it hard for people is I'm not on Facebook really anymore, but if you leave a messenger group, it announces it. I think it does that on WhatsApp too. And people feel so bad for announcing their departure. I think people take that as kind of a middle finger to the rest of the group. I don't want to be here anymore. Should,
in the same way that WhatsApp has been the really the pioneer of better texting etiquette, and that the fact that you can send something and immediately delete it. I feel like the next thing is take away the announcement. Just let us leave and not make a fuss about it. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll take your questions for the doctor and a couple advice and bets for this weekend for football. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey. Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 14. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Cloudy. Chance of flurries tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 15. Overcast skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here because it's Thursday and we have Dr. Mike with us and he is helping us fix our life and our lineup. He is an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. So he helps us answer questions from listeners and the audience who submit them as far as things that they need some help on. And then he also, we always finish up with some advice on bets that Jane definitely then goes to Potawatomi with the new sport book.
First in line.
All right. So if you have a question that you want to ask the doctor this week or even next week, because he will be back, 844-967-2789. But right now we have one about love and sex life. Hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 40-year-old married guy, and I've noticed my sex drive going down the last several years. Additionally, my partner wants sex more than me, and I've felt like I'm a disappointment in bed. So I'm thinking of getting a prescription of Viagra, which we were talking about earlier today, but I'm on the fence. Should I feel embarrassed to need this medical assistance at my young age? Because I kind of do feel embarrassed, and I should tell my partner that I'm using, these pills, because I really don't want to share this information with my partner. Both out of embarrassment and also because I don't want them to feel like they are at any way at fault. And so what should I do?
Yeah, it's tough. Thanks for sharing this question. It's a vulnerable question to ask. I think a lot of people take this stuff personally, but really, it's, you know, we can't help our biology. Things change within us, right? Our hair goes gray at 22, our hair goes gray at 62. We don't have a whole lot of control over that. Sometimes things just happen to our bodies, and we can do what we can do. So I think as far as the embarrassment thing is concerned, far be it for me to tell you how to feel, but there's really no need to feel embarrassed. You've like done nothing wrong. So I guess what I would say is this does happen to people at ages far younger than you. I've talked to people who it's happened to people who are in college or, in their mid-20s, where they're just having a hard time, maintaining arousal or, getting aroused. And it's not about the particular partner. It's just about biology. And so this is kind of a normal thing for a lot of guys. But to the other part, I think the important thing here has to do with the relationship. The thing I would really be firm about here is definitely don't keep this from your partner. This is definitely a conversation to have. Your partner probably already feels like something's going on there. They want to have sex and you don't want to have sex. That they probably already kind of are feeling some kind of way. So if it doesn't have anything to do with them, I'd start there and let them know what's going on with you. And if you do want to have this prescription to enhance your sex life, and in doing so enhance your relationship, that's a great talk to have, actually. You know, you're actually saying, I want to improve our life, not do this thing because we have a problem. You're kind of forward thinking here. So I wouldn't hide it. In fact, it could actually kind of blow up in your face if you do hide it. And you can, months or years down the line, if they find this, you know, this bottle or this pill or something like that, that could then look like deceit, and they could think, what else are you hiding and whatnot? And that's probably not a conversation that you want to get into by accident. So I'd have a conversation and go to your doctor and try it out.
And you may or may not be able to answer this because you are a doctor of the mind, not mm-hmm. how the physical manifestations of aging and stuff, but is there natural ways to increase your sex drive as you get older?
I mean, sure. I mean, this person, I don't know if there's too much alcohol going on that can do it. A lot of times people, one thing that hasn't really been wildly regulated, but people have been doing more recreationally is marijuana. I think a lot of people have sort of noticed that the more you smoke, that people's libido goes down a little bit. Obviously work and stress. Some people react to things in different ways. Sometimes people say they want to blow off steam by having sex. Some people say they're so worn down that they don't want to have sex, right? So those things can go in different ways. So there have been some also working out. Obviously people go to the gym and they feel revved up afterwards and they want to go have sex afterwards. So if you haven't been going to the gym as much, so certainly there are some things you can tweak there as well. So I would definitely talk with your primary care physician about those life changes as well.
All right. Well, in the couple minutes we have left, let's talk football. So it is the NFL Conference Championship weekend. What is the safest bet this weekend, Dr. McCutcheon?
Okay. The Jane special, we like to call it. This is the bet that Jane's going to run to the sports book with. I like this bet a lot. Brock Purdy is a rookie quarterback. He's Mr. Irrelevant, which means he was the very last pick in the draft, but he's somehow 7-0. And the reason he's 7-0 is because he is very, very safe. He makes all the right decisions. 49ers quarterback. Thank you for that.
Yes, the 49ers quarterback. The prettiest man alive is injured.
He's injured. Yes. And so Brock Purdy he's been great. He's been great, Brock Purdy. So he's going to throw the ball to his tight end a lot, his security blanket, George Kittle. For whatever reason, George Kittle's receptions are over under 3.5, which means he needs to get what for over, Kristen? What number?
Two. But you said 1.5?
3.5.
Oh, four. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So if he gets four or more, we hit. have I said how beautiful and smart you are today?
Thank you.
Okay, good. Yes. Okay. Yes. So if he gets four or more, he hits. So that's the bet we're going to take. George Kittle over 3.5.
All right. You don't have a lot of time to explain this one, but what's the most fun bet?
I have it right here for you on DraftKings. If Christian McCaffrey scores a touchdown, Travis Kelce scores a touchdown, and Jalen Hurts scores a touchdown, all three of them score a touchdown this weekend, you get plus 654, meaning if you spend $10, you'll win $65. Or you spend $100, you'll win $654. They're all going to score a touchdown. Do it. It'll be fun. You'll get rich overnight.
All right. There it is. Money, money, money. All right. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, as always, thank you for spending time with us on your busy schedule. We will see you again next Thursday.
See you next week.
All right. Bye. Coming up, a doomsday cock. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I feel connected to the feet of your self-appointed constituents. Maybe hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness, sports go sports. Athletics are number one.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Memphis police plan to release body cam footage of the arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died after a traffic stop confrontation with officers. His mother is urging calm.
You can get your point across, but we don't need to tear up our cities, people, because we do have to live in them.
At a Lunar New Year celebration, President Biden recognized the young man who disarmed a gunman at a California dance hall after a mass shooting at another dance studio.
And I think sometimes we underestimate incredible acts of courage. Someone shooting has a semi-automatic pistol aimed at you, and you think about others. That's pretty profound.
hacking the hackers.
The Justice Department dismantled an international ransomware network responsible for extorting and attempting to extort hundreds of millions of dollars from victims in the United States and around the world.
That's Attorney General Merrick Garland. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. We are rounding out the last half hour of today's Thursday show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your texts so far. You can always call and join the conversation or text and join the conversation. It is the same number, 844-967-2789. And I'm just eagerly waiting to hear some updates on how our $1 million ad giveaway is going.
It's underway.
It is live. If you are a business owner or you have a loved one who owns a business and their clientele and potential customers live in Wisconsin and you think some free advertising would help your product or service, you should visit civicmedia.us/million right now. We are, go ahead.
And it's not for companies like Kohler. I mean, nothing against Kohler, but I don't know that companies not like Kohler need
this. No.
We're looking for small businesses.
I feel like, I don't know if I've ever seen a Kohler, like,
radio ad?
Well, that would be hearing the ad. But I don't even know if I've seen a Kohler commercial, like a TV commercial. Sure, they existed at some point. That's a company that's been around for a long time. But I was thinking about that. I was like, what? So one of my favorite jokes from when I did the Milwaukee roast back in October, I had a couple good ones in that. But one of them was, you know, the whole premise was things I've learned about Milwaukee since moving here. And one was, I've learned that the entire city is brought to you by Gruber Law Offices. And I asked, I forgot who I was talking to. I was like, how much do you think he spends, he being the law firm, on advertising? I mean, it has to be
big budget.
Big budget.
Big
because
budget.
Because truly, commercial airwaves, Bucks sponsorships, the name is on everything, TV ads, Gruber is everywhere with that toothy grin. And I mean, that got me thinking about some of the companies that you never see advertising for and like what the difference in industry or product or service and like what makes sense of like where your ad buys go and what are the things that translate the best to radio. What have you found to be the companies that obviously, I mean, you've never been a salesperson and you haven't seen the numbers as far as, you know, how this translates, but it's like in your years of listening to radio ads, what have been the dominant industries?
Dominant are usually car dealers.
Okay.
Retailers like American TV, which probably was gone before you got back.
I remember, yeah, before but I that got was back. A, that I was remember a, I remember it growing up.
And Kohler's furniture and appliance places.
Okay.
And now I think
Steinhoffel's.
Steinhoffel's.
Uh-huh.
And Penny Mustard and those places.
Penny Mustard's still around.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I've heard that, those commercials.
Oh, definitely. But I guess those are the ones.
Yeah.
That seem to be pretty constant.
Do you have a favorite that stood out to you over the years?
Commercial?
Yeah. One that you're like, oh, that was clever. Because I feel like sometimes radio jingles, you're like, okay. And this one again, then you know them by heart. But was there one that ever caught you off guard that you're like, well, that was clever?
Only ones that I've done, which is completely self-serving. But one of my first partners, literally in 1985 and 86, we did a series of commercials for our radio show at that time. And we ad-libbed for like 7.5 hours.
And you just took what worked?
And they took the best stuff that worked. And some of it's really, it's still hilarious.
Were you sober when you did this?
Yes, tragically. It could have been really good if we had been drinking.
Truly, but truly. What did you ad-lib about? Like, what was the prompt?
Who's the audience? Who are you talking to? Who are you trying to address? What does your show cover? You know, and it's just like, and oh, so here's the thing, now go.
Huh.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then I was opening in a play that night.
Not the Vagina Monologues.
No. Moon for the Misbegotten here in Waukesha.
How many plays have you done over the years?
Oh, many. Many, many, many.
Would you do another one? Should we do a play? Should we find a two-woman play and put it up somewhere and do it as like a fundraiser someday?
That'd be great.
To get our theater friends to start thinking of scripts that have...
What would be a good show?
Two characters that are around our ages. That would be super fun.
It would be super fun.
Maybe when this is all a little more...
Established.
Established, and there's, you know, we have less... We have more free time. But we'll put that on our bucket list as far as Jade and Kristen on the marquee. Come see us.
Just imagine.
All right. So this was kind of news that it's like, did we really need this right now, you scientists? Really? Really? So the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists this week set the doomsday clock to 90 seconds to midnight.
That's closer.
Closer. So it's like, why? First of all, do we really need this? And do we really need the reminder that things kind of, if you're paying attention, feel not great? Because I don't need that.
But there are many folks who should be made aware of this.
I guess that's true.
But who I think have their head in the sands about... climate and
war. Yes,
wars and starvation. And yeah, I so unfortunately for people who are kind of in the loop and you and I, we've talked about this before, we swim in a very different pool. We're very news oriented. We keep up on a lot of different stuff, but the vast majority of people don't swim where we swim.
That is true. I guess that's true. But if you missed it, this is what happened. So apparently the world is closer to catastrophe than ever. The Doomsday Clock, yes, that is its official title, and it is a metaphorical measure of challenges to humanity, was reset to 90 seconds before midnight this past Tuesday. And so it's the Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, they're so much fun. I love those guys.
I know. It's funny because in the article where this is an NPR article, and they have the 2023 Doomsday Clock announcement, like YouTube link, and you know how the thumbnail is there. I mean, I guess I wouldn't expect any of the scientists in this picture to be smiling, because that would be a little weird too.
That's a little incongruous.
But it's a very somber picture.
But there are lots of fun when they're off the clock.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure their conferences are a wild time.
Crazy.
So they said the move, the closest to widespread calamity humanity has ever been judged to be, was largely, though not exclusively, due to the war in Ukraine.
Yeah. Global implications.
Global implications. Yeah, certainly. I mean, that, I think, you know, sometimes when I prep for the day of what we're going to talk about, in the national news outlets and the newsletters and stuff that I get, that I skim through, Ukraine stuff's in there a lot. But it's kind of like, is this a good radio topic? Is this a good radio topic for us? Of trying to put it into context, or, you know, because I think the announcement today is that U.S. and Germany are sending tanks finally. And
well, it's almost a year. This war has been going on for almost a year already.
I know. And, you know, just the implications that, like, this very well could escalate to World War III. And it's been a year of these news updates. And, you know, when it first broke out, everything I listened to, every podcast, whether it was the Ezra Klein show or the Bulwark or radio shows and like all the things that I listened to, every day there was an update on Ukraine and what was happening in Russia and how like the misinformation in Russia and who was leaving and the sanctions and the oligarchs and all this stuff. And like everywhere you couldn't escape. And it seemed fascinating. And then because of our fish brains, as far as our attention spans, you know, we're still getting updates and it's still important, but it's like that, I don't know if it's numbness, but that like needing to place it somewhere, because you can't just live your life on thinking about a war that's not on our doorstep.
Right.
It matters. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be supporting them, but it's just like to read about it every day or to talk about it on this show every day is like, where do you place that in
right.
the priority of information?
Right.
But certainly, like, it's a razor's edge, I imagine, as far as what the people who are the NATO folks and like what the line is. And apparently they made the decision that these tanks are not over the line as far as how they think Putin will see it.
But again, as we've talked about, and it's not just oil and it's not just the flow of oil that is being disrupted by Russia's act of aggression against Ukraine, because that's what it is. Ukraine's a real, it was always called the breadbasket of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Big wheat producers, you know, just big, very agriculture heavy that helps feed the world. Somalia, Haiti, lots of countries that have problems with poverty and malnourishment, and that all has a ripple effect for all of us. It's one pebble in a body of water goes further than you think.
Yeah, like a javelin across ice.
Yes, that we learned about earlier.
Earlier, it can go
nice,
a mile.
Nice comeback.
So I guess I don't know what the science. Like, I would interested to see what the science and like the inputs need to be of like how many seconds they decide that it needs to be updated to.
I can reach out to them. We'll see if we can get one of them on.
Man, do you think that? Try to find one of the more playful ones.
Oh, that'll
imagine
be...
imagine how this interview would go.
That'll be so super easy, I'm sure.
But I guess in 2020, the clock was set to 100 seconds to midnight. And it was the first time. I didn't know this was a famous clock, but apparently this is a famous clock.
It's been around for a long time.
It's been around since 1947.
Yeah.
So basically since like the nuclear bomb. And we were like, oh, we just keep creating ways to ruin the world if anyone wanted to. So let's make a clock to remind people of how close we are to ever doing that. But it remained at 100 seconds to midnight for the last 2 years. But I guess at the time in 2020, the bulletin scientists said we are at doom's doorstep. But I just feel like I don't need this reminder. Maybe other people need this reminder, but I strongly am like, if you're paying attention, everything feels broken. And I need more things to cheer me up than bring me down. And so how do you cheer yourself up in the sea of news that we swim in?
I look for silly songs.
Yeah.
And I mean this most sincerely, because I missed a lot of that stuff when I was in my 20s and 30s. I didn't watch videos. That just wasn't my scene. And now being able to see some of these videos from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, you mean like music videos?
Music videos.
The original mini, yeah.
It's hilarious. It's just the fashions, the hair, the attitudes.
The performances.
The performances. It's like camp.
That's so funny.
And so I really find a lot of escape when I look for unique songs.
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I do.
Watch Pixar movies.
Pixar movies are good. Let me know. 844-967-2789. If you have a go-to as far as how you keep positive.
You want to feel better.
And how you feel better as far as, and not feel better because like obviously there is things in your immediate life. Like, I think there's, like, in my immediate life right now, things are good, right? And then it's just the being very aware of what's going on in the world for me right now. Granted, things change. For me right now, trying to balance those two things of being a responsible citizen and also having this show of wanting to talk about what's happening and wanting to be aware of what's happening and be able to explain it. And so that is part of my job. It's also what I'm interested in, but, like, being able to hold that and also being able to hold my life is pretty good. And so it's like, what is the right level of concern and sadness and anger when your personal life is good?
It's good.
But
yeah,
the world feels bleak
and heavy.
So, well, we got one more segment left. We'll probably keep talking about this. Again, if you have suggestions on things that keep you positive.
Where do you escape?
You,
yeah, where do you escape?
844-967-2789. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 12 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33, cloudy. A few flurries possible at times again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 15, cloudy skies expected. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jay Matinera and I are dancing. We got one segment left. Talk about drag.
The ultimate Rocky Horror Picture Show, yes.
How old were you when that came out?
Well, I saw it for the first time when I was in college.
Okay.
But didn't it come out in the 70s? Like,
I actually don't know when it came out. 73,
74? I will have to look it up.
But I'm trying to imagine what it was like to... think about what the rhetoric is now around drag and everything like that. Like in the 70s when that came out, how many people and which people were appalled by chance as far as what they thought of that movie, which is now a classic. But we...
1975.
So do you remember if there was any kind of like outrage over that movie?
I was 15.
So 15 in Hartford.
15. That wasn't even a blip. I didn't even know that it existed.
Did you like it the first time you saw it?
I did.
Yeah. It's such a fun show.
It just, yeah.
Is that one of your ways to uplift yourself?
Musicals.
Yeah.
I would consider this a musical.
It is. It's definitely a musical.
And animated movies. I love good animated movies.
I'm trying to think of what my go-to thing is. So we were talking previously, we were talking about the doomsday clock and how on Tuesday it was moved a little bit closer to midnight.
Yep.
Because we are on doomsday's doorstep.
On the precipice.
And my opinion is that I don't need the reminder. And so I thought that was funny. See if you can guess who said this. This is a quote. "It's tough to be alive right now. I think societal collapse is in the air."
Is that a relative of mine? No. Can you give me a hint?
He is a very popular young actor.
Timothy Chalamet.
Good guess. Holy, you really...
Seriously? Wow.
Wow, I was not... Good guess.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know where he wrote that, but, you know, talk about charm life of just... But it is. I think that's very true. I think that there is a lot of us who are concerned citizens who we worry on behalf of these stories and how they affect others, even if we could be ignorant and just keep our head in the sand because our lives are fine. And so trying to find that balance of caring, but not
drowning.
Yeah. In stuff and being able to recognize. I think that's that's on my should list. I'm shooting myself. Ultimately, if you didn't have news, if you didn't have social media and you didn't have all these other things, like, not that you shouldn't pay attention, but at least trying to remember the things that you're actually surrounded by are good. And I sometimes think about that as far as getting, you know, stressed out with balancing all the things. And
sure. That's
the reminder of like, you asked for this. You know what I mean? It's like you wanted to do content and be in this space of entertainment and news.
And make TikToks.
And to do that was never going to be like once someone lets you do it, it wasn't going to be easy. It's not a cakewalk. And so like that's like the constant reminder to myself of whenever I do feel stressed out in the immediate moment of like, well, what else did you think it was going to be?
It's always better when it's Still, just a concept.
It's just the dream.
It's just the dream.
Of things will be easier when.
Exactly.
Things will be better when.
Exactly. And we all do that.
And the truth is, I mean, I think about this too. It's like, and it only becomes in something, especially something like this, but even big companies, like the goal is also sometimes inviting more stress because the pressure becomes higher and there's more to lose. And, you know, if as this show grows and there's more people listening every day and there's that opens the invitation for more people who don't like us and who have a lot of every time we make a screw up are there to point it out to us. And the things that happen where you can't get anything right, like when we were talking about to Frank earlier in the show, of you just kind of have to keep your compass straight of what we're doing in our show, because as it grows, there's more and there's more people listening, there's more people invested, and there's potentially more people that you're letting down when there's dead air or you get a fact wrong or something
like that. Or you
disagree. And so, again, trying to be present in what we're doing right now. So, presently right now, final reminder. This is the last time I'll get to talk about
it.
That's right. It's a good way to close the show.
Definitely.
With, right now, the $1 million ad giveaway is live. It's been live since 9 a.m. this morning. This is the only day. So we will be back tomorrow. I will not be mentioning this anymore. Maybe we'll mention the results if we find out what the results are.
We'll see what happens.
How many referrals said As Goes Wisconsin? Maybe we'll talk about that. But tomorrow will be too late to sign up. So if you are listening to this right now and you're a business owner, or you have a friend or a family member who is a business owner who it would behoove them to have some more advertising that they don't have to pay for on the radio, go to civicmedia.us/million. Really simple application. Just details about your company, where you're located, what your advertising goals are. But then at the bottom, it's going to say it's required. So you have to put something.
Oh, cool.
You do have to put something. So why not put As Goes Wisconsin?
Even though Ryan Kelly, who's coming up next on Dueling Tangents with Luke Mathers, did mention yesterday that his life was potentially in harm's way.
I know. And I love Brian and I'll miss Brian, but
we will miss Brian.
We'll miss our Russian mafia monster.
Oh, he's the best.
Utility knife, but we're going to win this thing.
Otherwise, God forbid, something should happen to Cliff the dog.
That's true. But yes, in all seriousness, please take advantage of this. Let us help you promote your business, partner with you, because all boats rise with rising tides, or whatever that feel good sentiment is.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Civicmedia.us/million. It's going to be live all today, and you should definitely check it out. And then while you're there, subscribe to the social media channels and check out the other shows and all the different stations. We have a really cool coverage map on the website.
And great shows.
And the coverage map is really cool, though, because you can see with all of the stations under the Civic Media umbrella where the coverage is. And obviously, you can also always stream any of our shows on civicmedia.us or any of the different station websites or on the Civic Media app. But the coverage map shows the actual air coverage of that radio signal that we don't really know how it works, but it works. And see that it like really is most of the state right now, which is pretty cool. So with that, stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We will be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow to do it all again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is the Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.